cut somebody.
And what's the, if somebody came up behind somebody and went like this, what'd you say they did with the knife?
Kill them.
All right, and what's the word that starts with an S that you do with a knife?
Stuck it.
All right, and there's another word too.
What? I can't think
stab.
Of
it. Stab. You say he did what?
Slammed him.
Stab. You say they stabbed him with
stabbed him, yeah.
What are some other words that you might use to call a big knife? Is there anything you call a big
butcher
knife? Butcher knife.
I got a butcher knife in there now. And it's one I got when I married. It was given to me with some of the family. And now then it's got a, well, I've used it so much it's, well, I've got it in here now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that made out of?
I don't know.
That's beautiful.
I usually put it on when I have turkey or something. But,
what do you do with that?
That pops it up like that's her norm.
Well, goodness sakes. You know, I've seen those and never knew what they were for.
Well, that's what that is.
You did?
Some of the children gave it to me one Christmas. But that other one's sharper than this.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually, when we have turkey in, the one that sits at the head of the table keeps this to dip it out. And sometimes they go get that other cut.
Well, that's pretty.
I've got a dish that was my grandmother's. That was the dishes that my mother and daddy had when they married. And that's the only piece I have of that. But it's not china. Why, you can't hardly hold it. That's what I
use. Oh my goodness.
That's what I use the turkey in. And
it doesn't look like it's dead.
Now where did it come from? I've forgotten. Does it tell?
England. John Maddock and Sons, England.
Well,
it is so heavy.
Well, that was the dish. They had the set, but that's all they got. And I use it for turkey when all the kids come home. And
you try to have them all here?
Sometimes. Got them where though. There's other places that some of them want to go. I tell them they don't want to go somewhere else. It's all right. It don't make me mad. Now, Midge said that her grandparents didn't like it if all of them didn't come. I said, well, I'm different from that. There's something else that's they're interested or invited to. I don't want them to give it up just to be with the rest of them. But any of them that did come, I usually have that table that's on the back porch. I put it here, and it spreads out there. And then I've got another little machine over here for the little ones
mm-hmm.
to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the bench in there.
Yeah.
The little ones, I've got the little chairs that they sit by and a stool they sit on. Mm-hmm. Down there. Sometimes I get the card table, put it in the other room, and I have to have more.
Mm-hmm. You can't possibly have all of them at the same time.
I have all of them one time. When the ones come from New York, we all try to get together as good as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Now the last time, last summer when they were here, we went out and engaged a place at a restaurant, clubhouse or whatever they call it
mm-hmm.
anyhow, where they have big tables, mm-hmm. special rooms. And that's what the boys did this time instead of me. Having them all here and having, but of course they'd all bring a covered dish or something. But